imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for calling in. This is Bobby Elias. Let's Create a Better World is our show. We're on every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We used to be on Monday, so sometimes I slip. Anyway, I'm very excited about today's show with Christina Gikas to talk about hypnosis. I'm the host, and we have Divine Aubrey on the line, our co-host. Divine, how's it going?
Good, Bobby. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Wonderful. Really looking forward to having Christina on our show today. Christina is a transpersonal hypnotherapist and counselor. We'll get into more about her background in a little bit. I think we want to announce what's coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Good. Your voice is coming in a little bit low. I want to say a couple things about the song and get your thoughts real quick. We're going to move fast on things. John Lennon, the one that sang Imagine, and we'll have that on at the end of the show for a little longer of a period, he was gunned down because of his views on against the war and against the system. He was the most popular and the most, whatever you want to call it, the best of the, let's call it that, for lack of a better word, of the four Beatles. But he and only one other one are still alive. I think two of them have died. But the Beatles were real big, and he was big. He was famous, and he spoke out. Okay, and your thoughts on that, Divine, on the song and how it correlates with our speaker today?
Yes, imagination. I think what a perfect pick for a song. I believe, and Christina will get more into it, that hypnosis is all about imagining and seeing yourself there. Of course, it's affecting, you know, our mind from a deeper level, but it all starts off with imagination.
Yes, and we'd like to have had a song that correlates more, but we couldn't find one. This is the closest thing, and it's a great song anyway, and that's not important, I don't think. Okay, I'm going to review the next 5 weeks of shows that we have. On January the 31st, Luann Panessi, and those of you that hear PRN and hear Gary Knowles' show, knows that Luann is a super health advocate. She is a nutritionist. She helps Gary with she coordinates the retreats that they have in now they have them in Texas. And she is very, very involved in help. A lot of people call her for advice, for help. She's quite a story. And she's going to talk about how to prepare for this coming year, the year that we're in now, the new year, as well as many other things. Divine, on February the 7th?
February the 7th, we'll have Veronica Gabriel back with us. That's our monthly honorary guest that we have, and she'll be talking about love and trust as we're approaching Valentine's Day, and I feel that the whole month of February is a month of love. So we'll welcome
right.
Veronica back to talk about love and trust on the 7th.
Good shot. She's always great, and love and trust. Your voice coming out a little low. I don't know what, maybe it's my phone. If you could look at that, please. All right, then, February the 14th is Valentine's Day. Jane Belows Mitchell will be talking about the women's marches, about women, period, about the abuse that women have taken, about women wanting more pay. And she'll also be talking about climate change and how there's solutions to how we can stop or curtail or slow down the climate change problem that we have in this world, especially in this country. Jane is a specialist with CNN with special shows. On March the 21st, again, these are all Wednesdays at 5 o'clock Eastern time, Christina Horner will be here with us. She's been with us before. She's a great all-around nutritionist and health advocate, has a great story of how she got into her work, and she has so many wonderful tips and ideas on how we can hold off diseases and stay healthy. Then on the 28th of February, David Cereal will be on. He's a cleanser, and he is going to talk about not only cleansing but all-around health. He worked with a well-known health advocate that just passed away, and that would be Dr. Bob, what's his name? I forgot his last name for a minute. Anyway, that's the story for that. And here's a phone number that you can call if you just the one phone number for the archives. They're 24 hours a day. You can hear our most recent shows on this phone number I'm going to give you. It's area 701-719-0994. We're trying to cut back on so much information and get right to our shows every week. So we'll give you a little less information all the time, but get to the shows. So we're ready for the show, DeMine. You want to start off?
Yes. So again, we welcome Christina Ginkus. Christina is a transpersonal hypnosis and counselor. She holds a BA in psychology, a doctorate in metaphysics. She's an ordained minister. Christina also holds certificates in many specialties, including hypnotherapy, spiritual hypnotherapy, advanced hypnotherapy techniques, relationship specialist. And she was selected as one of the first five practitioners at the Quantum Healing Center in Irvine. And that's just a few of her experience. So, Christina, welcome to Let's Create a Better World.
Hi, Divine. Thank you. Happy to be with you. Hi, Bobby.
Hi. Thank you.
Yeah. So, Christina, let's jump right in and talk about what exactly is hypnosis.
Hypnosis is a trance-like state. We actually go in and out of hypnosis all the time, every day. It's very, very natural. We don't even know we're doing it. But let me give you a few examples. For instance, when we're surfing the web looking for something in particular, and perhaps an hour passes and we don't realize it, maybe we're absorbed in a book that we're reading or a movie that we're watching. Maybe we're listening to music and we're transported to another time or place. This is hypnosis. It's a focused concentration. You'll know what that feels like, to be oblivious to everything around you. So while in this state of oblivion, the critical factor of the conscious mind is bypassed. And with the help of a certified hypnotherapist, access to the subconscious mind, that's where all of our life experiences, both positive and negative, are kept, is possible. And that's where positive changes in behavior and beliefs can be made.
Interesting. So like behind the scenes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the next thing to ask you is, Christina, this is Bobby. And by the way, for our listeners, this is Christina Ginkus. She is a great, great hypnotherapist specialist. What about how is the hypnosis? I mean, you heard us at the beginning talking about how it opens up your mind, and to me it does, because I had hypnotherapy with you, and it was great. And it makes you more relaxed, more calm, and more able to think clearer, I think. And it also opens up your mind to a few things. Can you give us a little more input on that, please?
Yes, that's true, Bobby. What it does is by relaxing and allowing your conscious mind to rest, it opens up access to the subconscious mind. You become more awake, more aware. Yes, you are very, very relaxed. And no matter what you want to work on, you know, it could be stress or fear or grief or anxiety, high blood pressure, diabetes, sleep, aging, whatever you want to work on, relationships, obsessive compulsive behaviors, memory recall, study. What that does is we go to the subconscious mind. Now, if we're working on changing behaviors, we want to find out what the root cause is. And all of that information is right there in your subconscious mind. So once we know what the root cause is, we look at it from a different perspective because we're in a different place in life right now. We understand it. That allows us to release it. And then we can let go of all those negative beliefs, those old beliefs, and accept new beliefs, new ways of thinking, new ways of doing. And that brings health to the physical, mental, emotional, psychological.
That's great.
Nice. So, Christina, how does hypnotherapy differ from other therapeutic modalities?
That's a great question, Divine. Thank you. The difference is where and how changes occur. With conventional therapy, changes take place at the conscious mind over a period of months or years. With hypnotherapy, changes are made within the subconscious mind during a very short period of time, usually just a few sessions. So during conventional therapy, people seek a therapist to assist them in changing how they see, feel, or react to life situations that cause them dis-ease. With hypnotherapy, we can communicate directly with the subconscious mind and replace negative beliefs, thoughts, actions, and patterns with positive beliefs, thoughts, and actions. And with hypnotherapy, changes are seen and felt from the very first visit. So imagine how liberating it would be for an individual who can't walk into a department store alone because they are suffering with panic attacks, to be able to do so after only two or three sessions. Or how wonderful it would be for someone who is uncomfortable in closed spaces to be able to ride in an elevator after only one or two sessions. Or imagine what it would be like to reverse type 2 diabetes or to be able to fly after only a few sessions if previously one was afraid of flying. There are just so many things that can be done to improve one's life while in hypnosis.
I agree. Yes. I was with you on the phone. We did a one-hour hypnosis, you giving me the work, and it was wonderful. I want to let our listeners know this, and I also want our listeners know that at the end of the show, she's going to give you a contact way to reach her. She'll give you a short free consultation, I believe. She usually does. She's been on the show before here. But what I like with what she says is about different people have different needs, and Christina is able to find out what those needs are and work on the root causes of it. And also, there's so many things that people have, stress, depression, all sorts of problems. You just let her know your problems, and she can put together a plan to help you through her hypnosis, and it works. And I really, really, really want to tell our listeners to give her, contact her, because this could change your life. It's calmed me down a lot, and it's really worked for me. and I can't say enough about it. So, next question. Unless you have one, Divine, just wanted her to go into more about the in-depth of some of the things that, some of the problems that people have. Yeah, that's the question. What are some of the major in order that people come into you with, and you might want to say something about how you treat them or what you do about them?
Okay. Well, primarily people will come in with anxiety, stress. They do come in with the desire to lose extra weight or to quit smoking. They want to come in because they want to improve their study skills, their memory skills. They come in because they'd like to do a past life regression, or they want to meet their spirit guide, or they want to find their soulmate. They come in to for pre-op. Pre-op is very important. So there are many, many reasons why people come in. Each one is individual. And really, I don't think there's anything that we can't do while in hypnosis.
That's great. We're speaking with Christina Dikas, all around hypnosis. Hypnotherapy is the official word, and it works. It worked for me. And I like what you said about all these different things, stress, weight management, quit smoking, memory, problem studying, past life regression, spirit guides. There's so many things, and this is why I want our listeners to know that Christina's an all-around health person. She can talk about just about anything. I know because I've spoken with her. And this is why she's the perfect person to go to. Whatever your problems are, you go to her and she'll come up with a special plan on how. And also, she gave me a CD, I prefer CD, to listen to. An hour a day for the first 30 days after I leave her office or I finish with it on the phone. She mailed it to me, and it really is wonderful. So this is Christina Dikas on our show today. Let's create a better world. Also, one last thing before I get back to the letting Divine come in is at the end of the show, towards the end, we'd like to give our listeners about 10 minutes of a meditation. I'm sorry, hypnosis, a sample of hypnosis, a general one about relaxing and so forth. You'll love it. She's really good. So Divine, you have some thoughts or questions?
Yes, absolutely. I'm looking forward, Christina, to our little 10-minute hypnosis. That's great. And actually, one of my next question was going to be, you know, Bobby and I are familiar with hypnosis. I've been hypnotized before, and it was very effective for me. But for our listeners that are not familiar with hypnosis, can you give us just like a general idea of what they can expect? Because a lot of people over the years, as I've spoken with them about hypnotherapy, you know, there's a fear. They're like, oh, no, I don't want anyone to put me under. I don't want them to have that influence over my life. And I tried to explain to them that, you know, they can come out at any time. But what are your thoughts on that for someone who's a little shy about hypnotherapy?
Thank you for asking. Hypnotherapy is very, very natural. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. You have to want to allow yourself to relax to the point where everything going on around you is just white noise. You just become oblivious to it. So even though there are things going on, you're just oblivious to it. You're not paying any attention to it whatsoever. And that allows you to get information about whatever it is that's bothering you. And once you understand that, then we begin to release it over the next few sessions. Now, you know, that's one of the fallacies that people believe is that they lose control while they're in hypnosis. That is furthest from the truth. They are more awake and more in control. They can choose to stop at any time. There is the other fear they have is that the hypnotherapist will tell them something or say something that will make them act silly or do something in the future. Again, that's not true. This isn't stage hypnosis. Stage hypnosis is all for fun. People know exactly what they're doing, but they're doing it under the umbrella of hypnosis, and that's acceptable. It's okay to have fun and to enjoy yourself. But that's not what happens when we're doing hypnotherapy. Besides, your subconscious mind will not accept a suggestion if it doesn't like it. So you are safe that way. Another fear people have is that they won't be able to come back. Of course they come back. We come back all the time from our little daydreams. We come back all the time from when we're not fully present in the conscious world, when we're actually focused on something else. So we're kind of in our own little world. We always come back. What I have found is exactly the opposite. When I say, okay, it's time to come back, I've had people say, but I don't want to, because they're so relaxed.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. I went through that, and it was wonderful. I want to reintroduce Christina Gikas to our audience that didn't hear the name. We're talking about hypnosis, and we're going to do a little, in about 10 minutes or so, we're going to do a 10-minute hypnosis for all of us to listen to. And she's going to give us a sample of her work to get us into a real relaxed mood. So please be ready. And I like what Christina says about how you have to become oblivious to anything going on around you. You've got to be in a place. You can be sitting with her. You can be on your phone, but you want to be in a quiet space to really just let this absorb, let it come in. But you've got to relax and not let anything go. For example, my mind races sometimes and I am hyper, but this is helping me with that. And I've already improved significantly. And I feel I can improve more if I keep listening to the tape and remembering all the things that she says. And even if you go, let's say you get a CD from her or whatever you get from, she says 30 days. Well, you can go 30 days, but you can still listen to it once a week after that, just to keep yourself tuned up. I'm sure Christina would agree with that. Any more thoughts about things that we didn't cover or you want to add to what we're saying before we go into the meditation, Christina?
Well, as I say, hypnotherapy cannot make you happy, healthy, beautiful, successful, popular, or rich. But it can give you the attitude, the vision, the tools, and the encouragement to create and accept abundance in all aspects of your life. By replacing negative beliefs and patterns with positive beliefs, confidence, direction. Because you're not trying to create a new journey with old beliefs. Your subconscious mind has a new message for your brain. And so instead of I can't, your subconscious mind tells your brain I can. Instead of I don't want to, it says I do. Instead of saying I'm not good enough or smart enough or pretty enough, your subconscious mind now can say I am, because we have shown a different point of view, a different reality.
Awesome. Christina, I have a question. I'm very familiar with hypnotherapy, but I haven't heard the term transpersonal hypnotherapy. Can you explain to us what that is?
Yes, transpersonal means going within, and that's a natural self-healing. So going within is accessing the subconscious mind. We can do hypnosis or hypnotherapy by repetition. So if, to give an example, if someone is biting their nails, chewing their fingers, we can do a session where we speak to the subconscious mind, telling it that it no longer wants to do that, that it wants to stop doing that. However, transpersonal, by going within, we find out why they're doing it. Now, most individuals will say, well, I know why. It's because of this, that, or the other thing, and it may be true. However, it could possibly be something that they have completely forgotten about, don't recall at all. And that would be the root cause. That's where we want to go. We don't want to go to the what happened just previous. We want to go to why it started in the first place. And then we begin to release it. So I don't know what that is. Only the individual knows. I help them to get to a place where they learn what that is. And once they learn what that is, we look at it from a different perspective, you know, because it could have been something that they heard. It could have been something someone said to them, they read about, maybe they saw on TV and decided it meant them, or it also was about them. So now we can find out what it is. We can see that that's old news. Life has changed. Things are different. And so we can go ahead and make that transition from negative beliefs and patterns to positive beliefs and self-esteem. And to give you an example, many, many years ago, I worked with an individual who had difficulty speaking for a period of about 6 months. And we found out that this had to do with a bad business transaction. His partner had persuaded him to lie in order to close a deal. And subconsciously, he was punishing himself for lying by disabling his means to communicate. So once we were able to find what was causing it, and we were able to release the negativity attached to it, he was able to speak again.
Wow. Interesting.
That's a great story. I'm sure you've got all kinds of great stories from your work, because I had hypnosis 30-some years ago by what people told me was the best hypnosis person, and it worked. And it he gave me a cassette tape, because that's what they had back then. And I listened to it, and it really, because I was so stressed, it was unbelievable. I was working 7 days a week around the clock, and already hyper and my mind racing all the time. And that thing really slowed me down, that session. And what I did with you has also slowed me down. But I like what you said about how, because the question I'm going to ask you is how, because so many people are scared of certain things. The system, the government did not like acupuncture or chiropractic work. But it's come to take, more people want it, and it's being accepted little by little, more and more. But I think hypnosis falls in that same category of it not having been a mainstream. Well, you can speak on that, but I do want to tell our people to get ready for the meditation. We're going to do 10 or 12 minutes of meditation by Christina, and then she'll give her contact information, and you, those of you that want to can reach her. All right, so let's tell our listeners about what I just said about how the government or how mainstream health is not really – it does not really include hypnosis, in my opinion. Your thoughts?
Well, actually, today they are. It was, they weren't a few years back, but actually hypnotherapy came into being by the medical profession because they wanted to expel the theory that demons were creating all of this bad moods or bad behavior or depression. And so what was being done at the time was exorcism. And they wanted to dispel that theory. They wanted to show that there were medical reasons, psychological reasons, and they were using it quite a bit. As a matter of fact, some of this work was by Erickson many years ago, and it was fine, but then it was pushed aside. The medical community had their agenda. It is now scientifically proven. The last 50 years, there has been a lot of research on quantum healing, and it is scientifically proven And of course, the best way to achieve quantum healing is through hypnosis. And a lot of the doctors now use it, as I say, for pre-op. And it's used for relaxation. It's used for stress. It's used to reduce blood pressure. It's used in the medical community. I'm happy to say that. In conjunction with what they are doing.
That's wonderful, Christina.
And go ahead, Divine.
It makes complete sense to me, especially regarding emotional challenges we may be going through or past experiences. But something, there's a question in my mind, how does hypnosis affect actual medical conditions, like you mentioned, type 2 diabetes? How does that help to reverse that?
Well, the theory behind quantum healing is that we create mind-body, and we create health, and we create disease, because our brain is the largest chemical manufacturer. So when we're feeling good, when we are having positive thoughts, we release chemicals into the body that promote health. Contrary to that, if we're not feeling very well, if we're having negative thoughts, we do just the opposite, and we cause dis-ease. So if we are careful with our thoughts and the way we view life and the way we look at life, we can create health. If we focus intently on a particular area that we know is a little bit off, we can restore it to health. I have done that myself with several different situations, one of them being high eye pressure that I have brought down to normal. And so this is how we do it. I had a gentleman come in about 15 years ago who was using insulin on a daily basis for type 2 diabetes. And within 2 days, his requirements dropped by 50%. And eventually, he didn't need it at all. We talk to the subconscious mind. We tell the subconscious mind what it wants, what the individual has come in, what they want. Now, the purpose of listening to an MP3 or a CD or a cassette for a minimum of 21 days is because it takes the subconscious mind a minimum of 21 days to make a change permanent. And what happens is that your subconscious mind then helps you, it works with you. So you're doing things that create that which you want. So this individual then started watching what he was eating, reduced his weight. It was all very easy because his subconscious mind was letting him know that he could do it. And if you can believe that you can do it, and if you know that you're getting the help, then you do. So it's not magic. What it is it puts you in a position where you can take the necessary steps, the action that it takes to create that, by eliminating the negativity that was there before that was preventing you from creating it.
Right.
That's great.
I like how you mentioned the subconscious.
Go ahead. So you're going to finish up on something? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just wanted to say it's wonderful how Christina mentions the subconscious mind. I teach, meditation, and I tell my students, clients that all the time, that change happens in the subconscious mind. So, and we access it through meditation. So I understand completely how you're accessing the subconscious mind to have one change their beliefs and subsequently change their behavior. So wonderful. So I know we're running a little tight on time and we want to get our 10-minute treat in. So Bobby, if you have nothing further, Christina can go right into our mini hypnotherapy session.
Yes, if you could go to till 45 minutes after the hour, if you can, and I know you're good at that, Christina, go ahead and give us a meditation, and you need to, I'm sure you're going to tell our listeners how to get in the mood, like you tell everyone. We're ready. Go right ahead, please.
Okay, Bobby. Thank you. Well, what they need to do is, all you need to do is to find a place where you can sit down or lie down, where you can be very, very relaxed. But before you do that, make sure that you're not going to be disturbed. So you might want to turn off your phone or the ringer so that it doesn't ring. And then you'll go ahead and sit or lie down somewhere where you are very comfortable. Close your eyes and allow your entire body to relax. Now take in a deep breath. Hold for count of two. And release it through the mouth slowly. Take another very deep breath. Hold for a count of two. And release it through the mouth slowly. Now take the third deepest breath. Hold for a count of two. And as you slowly release this breath, release with it any surface tension, any anxiety, and allow your whole body to relax one part at a time. Good. I would like you now to let go of all thoughts. Let all thoughts disappear to allow you to reach a deep state of relaxation. The only thing you need to do is to follow my instructions as I guide you into deeper relaxation. In a few minutes, you will be traveling in another dimension where you will be able to experience a reality very different from the physical. For now, focus your attention on your eyelid muscles. Completely relaxing your eyelid muscles. And your eyelids are feeling very droopy. Very, very droopy. Now feel that same relaxation floating around your eyes. Around your eyes and eyelids. And your eyes and eyelids are so relaxed, you do not want to open them. Good. Now send that same feeling of relaxation from the top of your head down through the tips of your toes. Just allow your mind and body to give in to the wonderful restfulness. Notice how peaceful you feel at this very moment. Right now, you're oblivious to everything going on around you. Right now, you let nothing interfere with your deep state of relaxation. Good. As you concentrate your attention on your breathing, imagine a ball of pure energy or white light entering from the top of your head. This is the light of universal energy. Allow it to enter from the top of your head. Feel it spinning around and around. Around and around. And then feel it flowing to your heart, surrounding your heart, filling it with abundance. And feel it flow throughout your body, filling you and surrounding you with abundant protection, balance, and harmony. Good. Next, you'll need to bring a violet crystal to your third eye. The third eye is a portal through which you can see and understand beyond the physical. So go ahead. Bring a violet crystal to the center of your forehead. Violet is the color of enlightenment. Feel it spinning around and around your forehead, stimulating your third eye, opening the channels of the third eye to bring forth wisdom from all ages. Good. You're ready for your journey, a journey that will allow you to connect with your higher mind. Your higher mind knows no boundaries, for it is a part of your soul, the only part of you that transcends all time and space. From deep within, you will receive information. Just relax and allow it to come. I would like you to see, feel, or know the presence of a small, sparkling crystal in the center of a black circle. And notice that the crystal appears to duplicate. I would like you to place one crystal between each forefinger and thumb. In a moment, I will ask you to open and close your fingers. Each time you open and close your fingers, squeeze a little tighter. Let's begin. Open your fingers, close your fingers, and squeeze on the crystal. Feeling yourself going deeper, deeper, deeper. Okay. Open your fingers, close your fingers, and squeeze just a little tighter on the crystal. Going deeper, deeper down, down, down. One more time. Open your fingers, close your fingers, and squeeze much tighter. Going down, down, down. Now release the crystals from your forefingers and thumbs and watch as millions, billions, trillions of tiny stars fill the midnight sky. See them illuminate the midnight sky. So brilliant, so pure, so serene. You are so fascinated by the splendor of it all, so fascinated that you wish to be suspended in the universe amongst the brilliant stars. And if that is your desire, it will be made possible by the power of your higher mind. All you have to do is believe and allow it to happen. Just believe and allow it to happen. Go ahead. Set yourself free. Feel yourself soar through the midnight sky amongst the stars, soaring far away, far, far away from the physical. Take a few moments to enjoy this glorious universe. Okay, focus your attention back to the sound of my voice. Soon you will be returning to your present life on Earth, feeling refreshed, relaxed, and motivated to be all you are capable of being. On the count of three, you will slowly emerge, fully alert, calm, and self-assured. One, slowly returning. Two, recall the situation in the room. Three, at a pace that is comfortable for you, slowly open your eyes and be at peace.
Wonderful. That's beautiful, Christina. This is Christina Gikas, our hypnosis guest. You wanted to say something, Christina?
No.
Okay, good. Well, listen, I would like to let our listeners know your information. I want to urge them to contact you for a sample of your work. You can explain that right now. But I just want to also say that this is the second time I've had the work done, and it was really great. It works. And if you have any of the problems that she mentioned, you can have them cleared up. I highly recommend contacting her. So, Christina, give us your contact information and read it slowly, please.
Yes. My webpage is www.g as in George, N as in Nancy, O, S as in Sam, I, S as in Sam, hypnosis.com. Gnosis hypnosis, one word, .com. My email address is Christina, Christina, underscore, Gnosis, Gnosis, at yahoo.com. My telephone number is 949-436-2148. On my webpage, I have two videos, a past life regression and another one which is connect with a departed loved one. I also have available self-hypnosis CDs. I offer a free 30-minute consultation either in the office or over the phone to talk about your specific needs and what you would like to improve upon or change, and how we go about doing it, to explain about hypnosis and hypnotherapy and what to expect.
Wow, that's great. And I urge you to contact her. This is a way to improve your life very much. Well, Christina, unless you have any, we have anything else to say, I think we've covered just about everything. And you were wonderful. Thank you very much for coming on with Divine and myself.
Thank you. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you, Divine. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Christina. Wow. I'm still basking in the peacefulness.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
All right. Divine, your thoughts on what we just had for a minute or two, if you don't mind.
Wow, just so informational from, you know, being able to use hypnosis for stress and anxiety, as well as, you know, other, you know, more severe clinical challenges that one may be working through. And like I said, I still feel very peaceful from the little snippet that Christina took us through. So I'm looking forward to a full-blown hypnotherapist session.
And just about everybody has some problem or the other. Mine was hyperness and my mind racing, and I don't slow down, but it's really helped me. Other people have problems of stress and depression, weight loss, to quit smoking, memory problems, past life regression, spirit guides. She does so many different things. You just have to tell her where you're at. But
yes.
Divine,
and
30 minutes of free consultation.
With
30 minutes.
Challenge. But, you know, so for someone who wants to excel maybe in their business or their personal life or sports related, I think it's just an awesome modality to incorporate in our tool kit, you know, of up-leveling our life in whatever one particular situation may be. So awesome. Amazing.
Right, right. Okay, we're going to wrap up the show because the music will be on in a few minutes. The next week on the 31st, again, we're always on at 5 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Pacific time. Luann Panessi will be on, the great nutritionist who works with Gary Null. Then on February the 7th, Veronica Gabriel, our spiritual master, will be with us. Then February the 14th, Jane Bellows Mitchell, talking about women and climate change. On the 21st of February, Christina Horner, All Around Health. On the 28th of February, David Cirio, who worked with Bob Marshall. That was the name I was trying to dig up. Dr. Robert Marshall was very famous, and he's a protege of him, and he's doing really well. He'll be talking about cleansing. And let me get my number, and then Divine, if you want to give your number too. If people have any questions or would like to speak to myself or Divine with ideas about the show or any questions for us, here's my number. I'm Bobby Elias. My phone number is area 323-770-1925. And Divine?
And my number, my contact number, Divine Aubrey, is 310-714-9704. And just like to mention, our podcast address is www.letscreateabetterworld.podbean.com. And also, PRN has just come out with their own app that one can download. They can go to their Apple Store or whatever device they have to get into their app and just look for Progressive Radio Network.
Yeah, and that's awesome. Brand new. Thank you for bringing that up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Well, I want to start thanking everybody. And then when you say goodbye, you can give another word of encouragement for our people, Divine. But let's thank Jesse, the director of Progressive Radio Network. And we'll thank the man that started this station, and Gary Null. I want to thank today's engineer, Alex, our producer of our show, Stuart Hassel, our associate producers, Greg and Lydia. Today's guest was Christina Hikas, and also to thank you, the listeners. And Divine, thank you for a great show. One last-minute thought or words of advice?
I would just say to stay in this consciousness that Christina has brought us to and just think of what each and every one of us can do individually to create a better world.
Good. And our song,
go
ahead. You guys finish something else?
No, I was just going to say thank you.
Oh, thank you. You're wonderful. I'm so happy. We're so blessed to have you and all the work that you do, Divine Aubrey. And also, I want to let our listeners know that we're going to have a song right now by John Lennon, formerly of the Beatles, and the most popular of all Beatles. It was gunned down, I believe, in New York City on an October cold night in New York. And he was against the war, against the system. And like so many great people, like the Kennedys, like Malcolm X, like Dr. Martin Luther King, like Malcolm X, so many people were gunned down, had a lot of good words to say and did good things. And even some health advocates have been gunned down in the last 10, 12 years. I won't go into that anymore. But so this is John Lennon singing Imagine. And thank you for being with us, and we'll talk. We'll see you next week, 5 o'clock Eastern Time, on a Wednesday.
Imagine there's no heaven. No hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people living. Religion too.